This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on.
Leo Zagami, investigative journalist, best-selling author, friends with Berlusconi, joins us, and he's saying Berlusconi has been infiltrated by Soros. He's not saying he's a bad guy. He just doesn't think in 80-plus years he's got the energy to fight this thing off. But you were getting into Trump's will. From your deep analysis and your sources and Interpol and the Italian government and the EU, I mean, you know, you used to brag about it 10 years ago when you had some connections. I know you've got them now, people I've talked to. What is the word on Trump? I mean, give us your real analysis. From what I've seen, he wants to be the turnaround guy for America and the world. He sees the wave of nationalism coming in. It's not that he's perfect. He's just not a Satanist out to hurt average people. He's not a jerk.
The main enemy of Donald J. Trump in this moment of time is the British royal family, together with Pope Francis. The British royal family is actively working with MI6 worldwide to destabilize the interests of Donald J. Trump and oppose them. In Europe, basically, they want to only see his impeachment. And so Donald J. Trump has to really be aware, because the Queen of England is after him. And you heard the words of the future wife of Prince Harry against Donald J. Trump. These people...
But let's explain. These folks really aren't even British. They represent the larger Rothschild cabal, right?
The funny thing is, Alex, that I am actually related to because of the Queen, and this is a matter of fact, unfortunately, and my mother is part of the problem. Often I tell her she's with the enemy. I make a joke out of it, but it's true, because she's also responsible for the expats here in Italy. But there is a big problem, really, with the manipulation of power, even in the rest of Europe, made by the Great Britain, which Great Britain, in the meantime, has made the Brexit, and they have seen the positive results of the Brexit, because Brexit is giving positive results, though of course they can't be promoted these positive results, because otherwise the rest of Europe will fall apart. I think that these future elections here in Italy, but also across Europe, the next elections will see the increase of parties that are so-called populists that want to return to the sovereignty, but a lot of countries here in Europe are searching for inspiration by Donald J. Trump. They are inspired by Donald J. Trump. Really,
that was my next point. Nationalism is winning everywhere. How are they going to try to hold the line against nationalism?
Listen, Alex, the crazy thing is that if you go in the street here in Italy, everybody wants an Italian Donald J. Trump. The problem is we don't have him. And because every millionaire, billionaire in Italy has brought their money abroad, and they're not willing to risk as much as Berlusconi risked 20 years ago. And when he went inside the political
arena, you're saying Berlusconi, even the media admits, was the prototype of his nationalism and the rebirth of populism. The problem is, you just don't think he has the will. And again, his
I don't seem to hear you.
I'm sorry. Why does Berlusconi not have the will? What's the problem with Berlusconi?
I think that Berlusconi has a great politician working for him. Well, actually not working for him, but in the coalition headed by him. She's called Giorgia Meloni. Is somebody that I think you will be talking about in the next few years. Point out this name. She's called Giorgia Meloni. And I think that together with Matteo Salvini at the moment, they will have a big success for this coalition headed by Berlusconi. But Berlusconi has to be very careful, because the fact that he's leaning towards the interest of the enemy because of his own interest, because Berlusconi is not only a politician, remember, Berlusconi... somebody who owns a media.
I understand. Empire. Listen, you got to join us every month. It's like 6 months goes by, on. Let's set him up whenever he wants the next 2 weeks. Leo Zagami, your book, Francis, Pope Francis, the Last Pope. Amazing. Everybody should get it. Thank you so much. Please join us again. I'll introduce Paul Joseph Watson in 60 seconds. Stay with us. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. From the front lines of a victorious war,
the answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's been said that when the student is ready, the master will appear. It's also been said by many cultures, by many sages, that a real master knows how little they know and realizes that their youth was squandered generally on diversions and distractions, and learning lessons that they could have been taught by a master that had already gone through those mistakes. But I have to tell you, if you want to know providence, people like Paul Watson, who now for 16, 17, 18 years, since 2001, the discernment guided me to get him to try to train him, to make him go on air, to do the things. And Paul doesn't like stuff like this. He's from Northern England. Very, closed mouth folks. But the whole point is, it's a great satisfaction that Paul, in many ways, has already transcended and outmatched much of my skills. I'm 44 next week, about a week and a half. There's real pleasure in that. To see his strength and his will already at, 33, 34 years old, already beginning to surpass mine. But that's why Paul needs to help me recruit other 17, 18-year-olds like I did recruit him. Because that's really what masters do, is they realize they're not masters, and they don't want to go through the same mistakes they made. That's mastery, is taking the mistakes you've made, finding someone that's smart enough to listen to you, and then get them to inculcate that and take action so that they can jump ahead of what you've done. I'll use the analogy of some science fiction book. I forget the name of it. It was Robert Heinlein wrote back in the 50s. He wrote Starship Troopers and a lot of it. And they've got this whole Earth mission going out, you know, with below light speed, multi-generations on a ring city base that Wernher von Braun and others developed, and that they admit is the only model right now to create low gravity, sustainable for cities to go into colonization programs. And if you look at that in this Heinlein book, they go through all these trials to set down on planets to get water and fuel, and they almost get destroyed, and they're basically done. They're not going to make their destination, but then they've gotten warp drives, and all of a sudden, 200 years of their mission, the high-tech ships show up to rescue them, and, oh, sorry, we got to you later. We've already colonized half the galaxy, but then we saw on the charts you were here, so we came and saved you. And I think it's kind of like that. That's what being a master means, is you realize you're not a master. And then if you can teach others what you've learned, limited, if they'll teach others, then you can leapfrog ahead, because I'm kind of some way stuck here in the muck from all the fights I've been in. But if a Paul Watson can shoot ahead into the future, and if you can shoot ahead into the future watching and listening, that's our victory. Because what you're getting is transmissional data about how the global operation works, that if you get it and spread it, they will fail. The technocracy, all of it. So we've got the State of the Union coming up. We've got Pelosi melting down. We've got the memo set to come out. We've got so much, the tide's turning. But if we just become the cliques that we've defeated, then we're damned to hell. So, Paul, I go to my little apprentice story here. These are epic times. These are heady times we're dealing with. I want you to take over, cover whatever you want, but I want you to hit, and I'm getting out of here right now so you can balance out the rest of the hour. We'll have coverage throughout the night of the State of the Union, all of it, Infowars.com/show. Hopefully you'll promote that on your Twitter and the rest of it. How would you quantify the historical moment we've entered right now? Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, I'd say it was unprecedented, Alex. I mean, you talked about that Pelosi clip, which you've obviously played. Just the anger. I mean, she was dressing down Chris Cuomo in that clip. A CNN host is one of the most anti-Trump people you can get. And the anger directed at him was still that vociferous. So there's a kind of desperation taking hold, Alex. And I saw it in Michael Moore, who gave a speech last night, as you know, again, making these divisive comments about white privilege, etc. There's an anger, there's a tone of voice that I haven't seen before up until this point, which is, you know, with Michael Moore, for example, he thought before Trump was even elected, you probably remember this, he got up on a late night talk show and said, oh, don't worry, something might happen and he might not even be elected at all. So even way back when, before Trump was even inaugurated, Michael Moore still thought that his hysterical blowhard influence could maybe prevent a president that had just won an election from taking power. I mean, that's how completely maniacal they were way back in December 2016. You fast forward now to late January, nearly February 2018. I think they're finally starting to realize, Alex, that they lost the election, and it's finally starting to sink in. This Mueller investigation is basically going nowhere. It could be overturned with the release of this Pfizer memo. And that realization is bringing them to absolute desperation and the realization that they've just wasted, you know, the better part of 18 months of their lives fighting for a cause which was lost from the very beginning, which is why they're now acting so desperate, so hysterical, so maniacal, above and beyond anything yes. that we've even seen before.
And that fraud they conducted is now threatening to bring them down. But people want to know about you personally, Paul. They want that. And so I'm simply saying the last thing for you to do is really open up for people, like you've done with me a few times, and really tell folks what you think and your real energy instead of being so guarded about things. Just spend a few minutes before you go to break, and then I'll let you take over. What has it been like, the journey of fighting globalism, being called the kooks, no one believing us, to now global victory on every front? What has that been like in, what is it, 17 years, 16 years? How many years you've been in InfoWars?
I think it started in October 2002. So, I mean, this year it'll be coming up to, what, 16 years. So it's been a long time. I mean, basically, the way I got into it was seeing a hit piece about you, Alex, on Channel 4 British television way back in probably early 2001. So the very act of them attacking you, trying to dress you down, trying to smear you, is what got me involved in this entire thing in the first place. So that's why we need to always remember that. I mean, there's a poem by William Wordsworth called Character of the Happy Warrior. Maybe they can flash that up on screen. And it's all about taking those hits, taking those smears, taking the attack, taking the flak from your enemy and turning it against them, turning lemons into lemonade, as it were. There's a summary of this poem. It's a long poem. I'm not going to read it, but
who is the happy warrior? Who is he, the everyman in arms?
Yeah, he's talking about Lord Nelson in this poem, basically, who you know, was blind in one eye, lost an arm, just still kept fighting on forever until his death because that was the sole purpose of his entire existence. It's basically about the excerpt from this breakdown. All fearsome challenges he transmutes, subduing what negative qualities they may have and learning from what good they have to offer. So it's all about taking those challenges, taking those attacks on you, turning them against your enemy philosophically, and that's what that poem summarizes. So, I mean, that's what we need to do, because this is dark, heavy information. The attacks are relentless from the media. They try to drag you down. They try to make you self-doubt. They try to make you think you're on the wrong side of history. No, newsflash, you're on the wrong side of history.
And that's what's powerful, Paul, is it's not just people that have children that live on. It's ideas and books and literature and art that transcends and shows our real humanity. And that's why I know, even if they get me, they haven't gotten you, they haven't gotten Owen, they haven't gotten other people, they haven't gotten this crew. That's what's so strong, is that even if they get me or they get you, the truth transmits on. It lives forever. That is transcendent. That is the most valuable thing in the world. And that's what's so amazing about it. Well, I don't want to let everybody down myself, is because, you know, it's like we're all each other's fathers and brothers and daughters and sons. The son, the father, the son. It's just when you do the right thing, these evil people don't know what they're turning down. They don't know what honor is offering.
Exactly. And ideas are bulletproof. And, you know, I tweeted about this earlier, actually. You know, people seem to forget, Alex, that we opposed a Republican administration for 8 solid years. We vehemently opposed the Iraq War, launched under a Republican administration for 8 solid years, while the media, the same media that now grandstands as the big moral guardian of truth, supported that Republican administration, supported that phony BS war for that same period of 8 years' time. You know, they always side with the deep state. Doesn't matter who's in the presidency, whether it's Republican, Democrat. They side with the deep state. We side with the truth. That's the difference.
Soulless mercenary cowards. We are not mercenaries. We'll be back. Paul Joseph Watson on the other side. Stay with us. Spread the links.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is the 30th of January, 2018. It is The Alex Jones Show. Breaking news. Sources say Trump wants to make the Pfizer abuse memo public as soon as possible, but not before his State of the Union address tonight. He wants the State of the Union address, the content of that, to dominate the news cycle for the next 48 hours. So you're looking at a release of the Pfizer memo on probably Thursday or Friday. Maybe they'll wait until the next news cycle on Monday, but it definitely looks like it's not going to be until the end of the week. State of the Union is tonight. It's Tuesday, so it's going to be at least 48 hours. So you would guess most likely it would be Thursday, but that remains to be seen. First of all, we're going to talk about Michael Moore. Let me know, by the way, if we got that Michael Moore clip of his speech from last night, because that's basically what I'm talking about. Headline up on Infowars.com, Michael Moore, America must be cleansed of its white male privilege. Now, this is not the first time that Michael Moore has waded into identity politics, of course. He didn't used to be into it because it's proven to be a failing strategy politically, especially over the last 18 months. So he got up at this open-air temper tantrum, which these mega-rich, out-of-touch celebrities hold on a regular basis now, claiming to be the voice of the people. They're not the voice of the people, they're the voice of their own hysteria. Got up again in Manhattan and said basically that white people, he's talking about white male privilege, but you can get the cue, he's basically talking about the need for white people to be cleansed from America. And he said comments similar to that, even more egregious to that, before. You remember we reported on it. He celebrated directly the demographic decline of white people. He said, quote, this was back in August last year, Michael Moore, quote, the angry white guy is dying out and the Census Bureau has already told us that by 2050 white people are going to be the minority. And I'm not sad to say I can't wait for that day to happen. I hope I live long enough to see it because it will be a better country. Now, he followed that up, having compared Trump supporters to rapists, by the way. There you see the interview where he said it would be a better country once white people are a minority. He followed it up by bragging about how white people were outvoted in the Alabama Senate election. So this is not the first time that he's riffed on race. Now, let's play the clip from last night, if we have it, from the speech in Manhattan. This is Michael Moore. Let's roll the clip.
And the whole disgusting lot that in Congress and in our state capitals still won't be enough.
No.
We must remove and replace the system and the culture that gave us Trump in the first place. Fall out of the sky and land in Queens.
So they have the hysterical, angry, vicious Michael Moore again talking about, oh, we were founded on original sin. White people were the first in the world to end slavery. How many times do we need to make that historical point? Okay, William Wilberforce literally going over to slave colonies, liberating slaves. He's talking about the subjugation of women as second-class citizens. What in the hell are you talking about? You've still got women in Iran to this day being locked up because they remove their hijab. Nowhere else on earth have women been given more opportunities than in the United States of America. What on earth are you talking about, you stupid blowhard? Now, you could accept that this was him just playing the identity politics game. But this is a guy who is a total turncoat, a total deceptive piece of crap. He endorsed Bernie Sanders. There you see Michael Moore as Jabba the Hutt, perfect representation. He endorsed Bernie Sanders in the early part of the election. Soon as it became clear that the fix was in and that Bernie Sanders was not going to be allowed to win the Democratic nomination, far from complaining about that, Michael Moore immediately switched and endorsed Hillary Clinton, the very woman he had denounced as a globalist, elitist, Wall Street puppet, Goldman Sachs puppet, as a reason to endorse Bernie Sanders. He immediately flipped and said, oh, don't worry, Hillary Clinton's going to carry through Bernie's populist platforms. No, she isn't. I mean, this was at a point when Hillary Clinton had an 11% trust rating across America. And he said, oh, you can trust her. She's going to adopt Bernie's populist platforms. So he just brazenly did a 180, endorsed Hillary Clinton after denouncing her as evil incarnate. What does that tell you about him? Then, as I said before, when I was on with Alex, even before Trump was elected, he was saying, oh, something might happen. You never know. Then he was calling for the Trump to be arrested, for the deep state to overthrow him. This is a guy who earned his corn being the man of the people. Remember, his early documentaries, his early books were all about how, you know, Flint, Michigan was devastated when they started offshoring all the jobs due to globalist trade policies. His books were about Nike offshoring jobs and making Americans unemployed. It was about neoliberal globalization. That was everything he opposed. And he turns around and endorses Hillary Clinton, the very representation of globalist neoliberal policies. That's Michael Moore. That's how utterly deceptive and decrepit, morally decrepit he is as an individual, as a human. This is a guy who made his, you know, early documentaries talking about the ludicrousness of war. He turns around and endorses Hillary Clinton. Somebody said, oh, we'll launch a military attack on Russia if we suspect they cyber attacked America. Everything he supposedly opposed when he was coming up, he then turned around and endorsed. That's why he's a complete sack of crap. He tried to cultivate this average Joe image. Soon as he got mega rich off the back of the very capitalist system he denounces, now he's a globalist. Oh, but he still gets up and grandstands as a man of the people while calling for the overthrow, for the sabotage of a democratically elected president elected by the people. I mean, there's never been a more deceptive, more vicious, more underhanded sack of crap than Michael Moore. And now he's playing the race game, basically saying, oh, don't worry, all the white people are dying out. We're going to replace them with these minorities, these human shields who we pretend to care about just so they'll vote for us. And everything's going to be all right. But as I said earlier, there's a desperation in his voice. He's failed for over a year. This hysteria is collapsing. It's failing. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live. Infowars.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nutrition nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract. It gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back live on The Alex Jones Show. We're going to get back into the news shortly, but first I want to tell you about an exciting new product we have available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is basically a product that I've been taking anyway before we even launched our own version of it. Now, the product is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is available right now at a massive 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market. It's got the black pepper, which makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Now, we're not even including a lot of the benefits that this product has been scientifically proven to have. Obviously, because we can't say certain things because of regulations or whatever. But people have been taking turmeric and noticed elevated moods, increased energy. And that's aside from all the other factors, all the other benefits that we're talking about in this promo. It's 50% off. And as I said, I was taking turmeric anyway. It's curcumin. It's the powder used in curry. It's, you know, you wouldn't be able to take it naturally. It'd make you sneeze and cough. But we've got it in a 120 capsule bottle right here. Just got this fresh shipped in today. It's a 60-day supply, so you take two a day. Again, it's the anti-inflammatory, flexibility support, and joint support. There's an article here out of The Spectator, which came out just 6 days ago in relation to this. Now, again, I take this product. I'm happy to promote it because I was taking it anyway. So if you're going to take it, why not get it from us? There's an article in Spectator Health. Curcumin improves mood and memory. Now, of course, we can't make any of these claims independently because of regulations, but this is what The Spectator reported 6 days ago, respectable publication here in Britain. The article reads, daily consumption of curcumin improves the memory and mood of people with mild age-related memory loss, according to a new study by the University of California in Los Angeles. The research, which has been published by the American Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry, examined the effects of easily absorbed curcumin supplement on memory performance in people without dementia, as well as curcumin's impact on the microscopic plagues and tangles in the brains of people with Alzheimer's. I've had Alzheimer's in my family. My grandma had it right before she died. Nasty, nasty thing to have to experience. Found in turmeric, curcumin has previously been shown to have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties in lab studies. It's also been suggested as a possible reason that senior citizens in India, where curcumin is a dietary staple, again, because it's in all the cooking, in all the curries, have a lower prevalence of Alzheimer's and better cognitive performance. Now, that's not even getting into the other scientific studies where they made people take placebo, where they made people take Prozac, and where they made people take curcumin. But again, we're not making those claims, but there are those studies in existence. You can go out and read them. But this study is talking about its effects with helping cognitive functioning. We're talking about it helping with inflammatory support on the bottle, flexibility support, and joint support. It is Bodies, exciting new product at InfoWarsStore.com. I take it anyway, so I just got this fresh today. Literally, the seal's not even being opened on it. So I'm going to start taking that in place of what I was taking anyway, which is basically the same thing. But this has got some extra added benefits. It's got the organic sage leaf, it's got the organic lemon balm leaf, the organic thyme leaf. It is Bodies whole body support, 60-day supply available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's just $29.95. Again, big chunky bottle, 120 capsules in this bottle. We've already got three very good reviews in the independent review section, which you can go and read for yourself, see how it's helped other people. Again, independent reviews, we don't filter them, they come in, we put them up. It is Bodies, the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today. Now let's get back into the news, because of course we have the resignation of Mr. McCabe yesterday. Now we've got Nancy Pelosi up on CNN giving Chris Cuomo a dressing down, basically saying to him, what was it that she said? You don't know what you're talking about. Absolutely insane, maniacal look in her face when she said that. To a guy who would normally be sympathetic, he's anti-Trump all the way. Now we've got MSNBC suggesting Devin Nunes has become a Russian agent. Yes, they actually said that. They've actually expanded their Russian collusion hysteria, their maniacal conspiracy theory, to Congress, now saying that actual members of Congress are basically Russian agents. Now we've got this out of The Guardian. Second Trump Russia dossier being assessed by FBI. Well, isn't that convenient? We've got the Pfizer memo coming out at the end of this week by the looks of it. Now they've come out with a second anti-Trump dossier, which the FBI, which has not been politicized at all, is treating seriously. And it reads, the Russian collusion into the 2016 U.S. presidential election has been given a second memo that independently set out some of the same allegations made in the dossier by a former British spy. The second memo was written by Cody Shearer, controversial political activist and former journalist who was close to, take a rough guess, the Clinton White House in the 90s. Oh, that sounds really impartial, doesn't it? That sounds really independent. So they basically got a second Christopher Steele-style dossier, which is chock full of made-up complete baloney about Trump, Now the FBI is looking at this as part of their inquiry into Russian collusion. They're looking at it seriously, even though it was written by a hardcore Clintonite political activist. What does that tell you about their motivation as this new Pfizer memo is about to be released? House Judiciary tells FBI to preserve McCabe emails pertaining to Trump election. Now, you had the mainstream media yesterday claim that his resignation had nothing to do with the imminent release of this Pfizer memo. Well, now the noose around the now former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe appears to be getting tighter, reports Zero Hedge. Just hours after news that McCabe was departing the FBI, allegedly forced out from his position, the chair of the House Judiciary Committee Chairman Republican Bob Goodlatte released a letter urging FBI Director Christopher Wray to preserve Mr. McCabe's emails and all other communications before his official departure from the agency. So, of course, we had the questions flying around about him potentially telling people within the FBI to alter prior witness statements. It looks like they're trying to cover their behinds in this rush, in this panic, as the Pfizer memo comes closer to its public release. So now they're saying all his communications need to be preserved, need to be archived. Obviously, they're paranoid about some of them being deleted, like the mysterious disappearance of those 50,000 FBI text messages, which were later found. Also out of Zero Hedge, shocked to his core, FBI Director Wray, blown away by contents of the Pfizer memo, source says, FBI Director Christopher Wray was shocked to his core after viewing a four-page Pfizer memo, a source told Fox News' Sean Hannity. The next day, he reportedly asked Deputy Director McCabe to resign. But again, according to the mainstream media, the two things had no connection whatsoever. So we'll see. I mean, there were stories floating around yesterday that Trump was being told by members of his own cabinet, supposedly on his side, not deep state people, to not sign off on the release of this memo because it could create some kind of rancor, some kind of, you know, real, like, civil unrest-style situation they were talking about, given the bombshell revelations that it might contain. I mean, Nunes has played it up, Trey Gowdy's played it up, so it remains to be seen exactly how bombshell it is. Obviously, the left, the Democrats, are going to come out and say, this proves nothing. This proves nothing that we didn't already know. They're going to say it's basically a dud upon its release. Republicans are going to play it up. But now we've got a second dossier being assessed by the FBI. We've got MSNBC claiming, or at least one of their analysts, one of their guests, claiming that Devin Nunes is a Russian agent for wanting to write this memo and then have it released. We've got McCabe resigning and the media saying there's no connection. And we've got the House Judiciary telling them to save his emails, to preserve his communications. Obviously paranoid that he's deleting some of them to cover his behind, given these reports that he ordered people to change witness statements. Absolutely revelatory bombshell week coming up. Trump's going to concentrate on his State of the Union and try to have that narrative dominate over the next 48 hours. But then, potentially, the Pfizer memo drops. It's going to be big. We'll be back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Is the final segment of The Alex Jones Show. War Room is coming up next. I'm going to get into a few final news stories, but by the way, let's get that Grammy video set up, which I made yesterday. Obviously talking about the relentless tirade of virtue signaling, which is turning off Americans in droves. Their ratings are collapsing. The same thing with the NFL. The identity politics is not working, but they keep doing the same thing. They keep trying the same tactic. They keep trying to exalt Hillary Clinton as the representative of their movement. Not a great idea. She already lost one election. You want her to lose another. Maybe we should just encourage them. But it's so boring. It's so boring. I'm sick of talking about it. I mean, we should be talking about artificial intelligence going to Mars. Instead, we're talking about how diverse the host of the Grammys is and all this other crap. Nobody cares. We're going to go to that in a second. Bit of breaking news, though. BNL Breaking News is reporting that Donald Trump may make the memo, the Pfizer memo, public either directly after his State of the Union speech tonight or tomorrow morning. I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's going to want his State of the Union speech, the narrative emerging out of that, to dominate tomorrow's headline. Maybe it will be released tomorrow night, maybe Thursday, maybe not until next week. All it remains to be seen, but some are suggesting There you have CNN. Trump wants Nunes memo released as quickly as possible, but not before State of the Union. Some of his insiders, some of Trump's cabinet, were encouraging him not to release it at all, so it remains to be seen. But now, suggestions that it could come out tonight or tomorrow, we'll wait and see. I think it's more likely to come out on Thursday. Let's go to the video, though. This is about the Grammys, the relentless tirade of virtue signaling that Americans are sick and tired of. It's not working. Their ratings continue to collapse. It's not resonating with anyone. It's so boring. It's so predictable. It's so stale, but they just keep doing it. They can't help themselves. Here's the clip. So the Grammys was a relentless tirade of sanctimonious anti-Trump virtue signaling, with mega-rich, out-of-touch celebrities desperately trying to outdo each other with tawdry, woke diatribes. Didn't see that one coming. I mean, how brave must you need to be to get up in front of a self-satisfied circle jerk that already agrees with everything you say and regurgitate the same glib mantra that they're about to regurgitate 5 minutes later? So stunning. So brave. The general public aren't even allowed into this ass-kissing contest. Yet you've got the gall to get up there and claim you speak for the little people. Give me a break. Hashtag MeToo slacktivists didn't waste an opportunity to lecture us about the objectification of women.
We come in peace, but we mean business.
While girls with little more than paint covering their tits jiggled around on stage, while the audience whooped and hollered for Hillary Clinton.
One reason why he liked to eat at McDonald's. Nobody knew he was coming.
A woman who publicly attacked and privately intimidated actual rape victims.
Hillary led the effort to disparage her husband's woman accusers who were dismissed as bimbo eruptions.
Hollywood's so upset about harassment of women, it invited a serial enabler of it to read a book at the Grammys. Hillary reading a fake book at the Grammys versus Trump reading a presidential speech at the State of the Union. Great consolation prize, Hillary, but hey, at least Grammy nominee Big Sean was in attendance, another noted poster child for the movement against the sexual abuse of women. Oh no, my bad, he's the guy who worked with Eminem on a song about raping Ann Coulter. He's the guy who was arrested for sexually abusing a 17-year-old girl. Maybe Big Sean should take tips from that other Me Too icon, Grammy winner Kendrick Lamar, whose most recent album honors women by referring to them as rats, hoes and bitches. Not to be outdone, fellow Grammy nominee Rick Ross likes to rap about date rape, but the award for ardent Me Too male feminist has to go to Grammy nominee Tyler the Creator, who in his song Troncat advises his fans to, quote, rape a pregnant bitch. I mean, maybe Harvey Weinstein can return to public life as a hip-hop artist. The Grammys would love him. Lord wore a quote by a feminist author saying our times are intolerable and calling on people to overthrow the oppressors. So I guess she must have been talking about Iran, where actual oppressors are imprisoning actual feminists for standing up for actual women's rights. No. She was whining about not being asked to perform at the Grammys. Well, cry me a river. While Lorde was praised for her vacuous platitude, Joy Villa's message of, hey, why don't we protect females by not killing them in the womb, didn't go down so well. Pretty bad weekend for Jay-Z. 8 nominations and 0 awards. He also got roasted by Trump, who reminded him that black unemployment was at a record low. Oh, but money doesn't matter, according to Jay-Z.
It's not about money at the end of the day.
Except if you're selling crack cocaine to black people, then bragging about how it gave you great business acumen years later. But Jay-Z really cares about African Americans. He also really cares about women, which I presume is why he was nominated for 8 Grammys. Jay-Z is all about the Me Too movement. After all, this is the same guy who gave us the immortal feminist line, you know I thug 'em, f*** 'em, love 'em, leave 'em, cause I don't f***ing need 'em. I mean, Jay-Z cares so much about women. He cheats on his wife, the mother of his 2 daughters. Perfect role model. Now, the resistance is set to stage another public temper tantrum with the George Soros-sponsored People's State of the Union. At this point, what exactly are you resisting?
This is classic Trump derangement syndrome. This is, they still cannot get past the fact that they lost an election that happened over a year ago. And what I would like to know is, what are we resisting now? Are we resisting the elimination of ISIS? Are we resisting this booming Trump economy where unemployment rate for women is now at an 18-year low, where the unemployment rate for African Americans is lowest that it's ever been documented? Are we resisting that 200 270 companies have now announced that they are going to give back to their employees raises and bonuses and put more money in their 401ks since the Trump tax cuts have taken effect. What are we resisting?
Then we had to endure the spectacle of James Corden apologizing for being white. It's funny because I know numerous people who've worked with James Corden, and every single one of them, every single one, says he treats his colleagues like dirt and is a complete twat. Maybe you should apologize for that. How did the American people respond to all this? Grammy viewership plunged 20% compared to last year. Ratings hit an all-time low. Just like the NFL, everyone's sick to the back teeth of you injecting identity politics into absolutely everything. The more you blithely regurgitate the same brain-dead progressive cliches, the less people care. Newsflash, idiots. You're not Che Guevara. You're mindless celebrities. Save us the hysteria. Save us the tedious virtue signaling. Drop the politics. Just shut up and sing. There you have it. That video is up on YouTube if you want to share it. Now, of course, we also got the figures out of Hollywood. I think they had the worst summer for about 15 years. Nobody's buying this identity politics. There you see a headline, Van Jones suggests Trump should be more like Jay-Z. Probably not, given the way the polls are going in these kind of things. The Hollywood polls, the NFL polls. They asked people who watched NFL, do you want to see more or less politics or the same? It was like 8%. Wanted to see more politics. People are sick of this. They're turning off in droves. That's why Vince McMahon's XFL caused a lot of buzz last week, because they came out and said, look, no social justice, no politics, everybody stands for the anthem, we're here to entertain you, that's it. And that's all the Americans want. They're sick to the back teeth of this. Celebrities still don't get it. They're so disconnected. They still think it's a winning election strategy to virtue signal relentlessly about diversity. And to have Hillary Clinton up there, the most unlikable person on the planet. It's frustrating because it's so boring to have to talk about it still, like 18 months later. But, you know, we should be calm about it. We should just let them carry on because it hasn't been a winning strategy. The polls suggest it isn't going to be in the future. So, you know, they're hoisted by their own petard at this point. But it is incredibly boring. Let's go into some other news stories right now. Fake news public broadcaster admits to increasing booing sounds during Trump Davos speech. This was a German public broadcaster. We've talked about those kind of stations before. Where Trump gave a speech, there were basically a handful of malcontents at the back of the room who booed at the end of his speech. And to make the story all about this minority of people, this German broadcaster, ARD, artificially boosted the volume to turn up the clip, to amplify these boos that were at the back of the room, to make the story about, oh, he was booed after his Davos speech. That's deceptive. That's fake news. These are the same kind of German stations that hide migrant crime, that they don't tell you the identity of the attacker, of the rapist, because they don't want Germans thinking that maybe bringing in, you know, 2 million people from a culture that disrespects and treats women like trash is maybe not a good idea. So they're complicit in hiding that, and they're complicit in running this fake news story out of Germany again. Facebook calling for the murder of AfD members, talking of Germany, does not violate our community standards. Basically, somebody said, quote, it's time to strike the AfD as dead. I'm arming myself now, away with this pack of pigs. Facebook responded, we have viewed the comment and it's completely fine, doesn't violate their community standards, of course. One rule for them, another rule for everyone else. The safest country for women in continental Europe is Poland. Imagine my shock. I wonder why that is. Could it be anything to do with the fact that they haven't imported 2 million migrants, again, from countries that have no respect for women? Do you think there's a connection there? Maybe. That's going to wrap it up. War Room is coming up next. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Thanks for joining.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? see them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fuel your